On the phone now, the Mayor of Liverpool, Mr. Joe Anderson. Hello, Joe.
Good evening, Pete. How are you?
Well, indeed. I'm always well when I talk to you. Times are hard. Times are going to get harder. But you've solved a problem, haven't you, with the libraries?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we did, you know, and I think it's a little bit unfair for people to have criticised us so openly and so quickly. What we said was we needed to make some savings, £2.5 million, in libraries, because if we didn't make the savings in libraries, as we are in other services, the money would have to come out of those other services. So, you know, people have given us a hard time, the campaigners, and I don't mind people campaigning, but when they don't get it and understand where we're coming from and understand the full financial facts of things, I think it's it really is, if you like, disingenuous and discourteous. But, you know, look, we forgot about that and managed to work with some really good agencies across the city to save 7 of the libraries and get agencies into those libraries, which has reduced the cost to about £1.7 million of the £2.5 million we need to find. So we got about roughly about £700,000-£800,000, somewhere around that mark, to find. And I'm confident that with the savings that we've made with the 7 libraries, we'll be able to manage that and still try and find savings in those 4, which means that we can announce that, you know, we're not going to close any libraries because of that partnership arrangement and partnership working that we're now going to have with these agencies. Now, some of the agencies are housing associations, for instance. One of them is the Primary Care Trust in North Liverpool. We're going to look at putting our one-stop shops, for instance, in a couple of the libraries, which all is great news because it just means that, as I said, that £1.7 million of savings has now been made. And as I said, you know, the good news is that we're going to be able to keep every library open. Now, there's going to be some reductions in hours, but, you know, the fact is, as I said, for me, the most important thing is that we're going to be able to keep them all of the 11 libraries, you know, open. And that means that we retain the full library provision across the city and still maintain a central library, which means that we spend around about £10 million a year still on libraries. So it's good news, Pete, for me. I'm delighted with the work that officers and Wendy Simon, our cabinet member for culture, has been able to pull off. So I think it's a good news story for everybody.
The reason I wanted to talk to you, because I know you spoke to the media today, but I wanted to talk to you because you said before about people are so easy to criticise and very quickly. And of course, people have been saying you're doing a U-turn. What makes me angry about that, Joe, is whatever you do, you can't win. And you've tried every way to try and help because of these awful, dreadful, vile cuts.
Well, I remember people saying this. If you go back just sort of like 6-7 months, and you know, when we tried to find solutions for remember the golf courses, and people were criticising us, and it was costing you know, council taxpayers £5 for every time anybody played golf. We were subsidising it, and you know, the fact is, we've gone out and we've got the private sector to take over the running of the golf courses, which saves Liverpool City Council around about £800,000 a year. And it means that, you know, we've got no subsidy to pay now. So that's the way we've got to look at things. Who and how can we do, who can we work with, and how can we do things differently? And that's what we've done with the libraries. And while everybody, you know, it does frustrate me a lot, you know, I mean, people were saying, I should have listened to the campaigners, I should have listened to it. Well, of course we'll listen. As somebody that has a library, you know, sort of like a few hundred yards away from me, I've got kids, I've got grandkids, I want to protect every library and all the services that we have in the city. And that's why we've worked really, really hard, and the officers of the council have, to work with others to save them. So, you know, I think for me, it makes me angry that people think or would argue that this is a U-turn. Well, I would have thought if we were going to do a U-turn, we wouldn't have been working with these agencies and partners and talking to them for the last 8 months. You know, it's a nonsense. I think, you know, it gets me frustrated, but I'd rather just forget about them, Pete, to be frank. And people were saying to me, well, you know, why didn't I talk to them? Well, the reason why I didn't talk to them, because we were already talking to people who wanted to find a solution. What I wasn't prepared to do was talk to people who were just simply trying to play politics with this issue and telling me to set an illegal budget up. You know, I heard one of the campaigners talking on one of the radio stations today, saying she actually said that there was hundreds of thousands of people that had signed petitions and sent me letters. That was absolute rubbish. There was no such. I think I probably had about 30 emails and maybe 3 or 4 letters. You know, and the fact these people were actually using our school kids, some as young as 7, 8, 9 years of age, getting them to write letters, templated letters, to me, without them even getting to, you know, the kids don't fully understand the cuts and the scale of the problems that we face. And I watch these people play politics with young kids in our schools, getting them to send letters to us and stuff. I don't need, you know, young kids of that age who clearly don't understand the budget dilemmas that we face. I understand how important libraries are. In the same way I understand how important the children's centres are that we're going to have to actually reduce in terms of the numbers that we've got. I understand how much adult social care is to people as well, which we're going to have to reduce. So I think it was really, I think I've seen and witnessed a really all-time low in politics within this city, where young children in school, some of them as young as 6 and 7 years of age, were used to write templated letters or to sign names in really, you know, young people's writing to write to me. And, I find that really despicable, that people, when kids that age can't understand the scale and the decisions that we make in terms of the funding cuts that we face, to use them in that way, I think is unforgivable. The genuine people, the genuine ones that really genuinely campaigned to save the libraries, offered us solutions, offered to work with us, offered us to find pragmatic ways of trying to save the libraries. And to them, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the help, and I'm grateful for the support. And, I think the communities where these libraries are, where they've done that, should be really proud of those people.
Joe, when they say listen to the campaigners, what makes me angry about that? Why didn't you listen to the campaigners? They forget you've got a bigger picture. You're running a city. You're running an area. You're running a chunk of this country. It's a bigger picture. And yes, as you say, you need all the help and you got help. You don't need all the negativity. You mentioned that phone and I'll mention it. I think there are people sitting out there and I hope they're listening. There are people sitting there who have nothing in their lives and can't wait for the day to start before they know the facts, figures, to have a go at you. They can't wait to jump in and they have a voice there and it makes me very cross, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why, because, you know, I mean, a lot of people, Peter, the decent people in the city, understand why we have to go about doing things in a certain way. Now, when we talked about the libraries, what we said to people, if you go back, this is 12 months ago, when we said we were going out to consult with people because we've got to save certain amounts of money within the library service, the same way we had to save money in other services because we've had a 58% cut from government in terms of our funding. Now, instead of saying, well, OK, let's get behind and let's see what we can do and let's look at ways of trying to improve the library offer, let's try and get more people to use them, let's try and get more services in those libraries to make them better. No, they didn't. They come out with, you know, placards and marched up and down, some of them telling me to set an illegal budget, some of them saying to me that these are the lifeblood of communities and stuff, when the reality is, you know, most people know that the usage of libraries has seriously declined and that, you know, people use Kindles, people use all kinds of things. Now, that's not to make an excuse to close them. That's just to say what we need to do is change the libraries to make them more of a community hub, to make sure that they've got ICT equipment in there so that unemployed people can use them, get access to them, try and bring in people, a system where they can have a coffee, where they can get employment advice maybe, advice on different things like, you know, different services, the voluntary sector. Just do things and try things differently because the old way isn't, funding them or isn't working properly. And that's what we've done. done over the last 8 months. We've worked with some really great agencies who are going to support us in keeping those libraries open. But if we'd have had, you know, the way of the, you know, the campaigners, you know, and listened to them and you know, set a legal budget, then it quite simply, you know, as I said, the city wouldn't function or operate. And we're not going to get into that way. We've got a now serious task of trying to save our children's centres. And I know that's going to be some painful and difficult decisions that we've got to make. But we'll do them in the fairest way we can, trying to keep as many staff as we can to keep providing the services. And I bet you, you know, the same group of people they'll be marching up and down with those. But, you know, I guess for me, what's been really overwhelming today is that those few that, and you know, even at the Central Library on Saturday, I think there was about 20 of them, if there was there. But I've been absolutely inundated today with real positive comments, statements saying, you know, congratulations, well done, thank you so much for trying to work hard with us and stuff. And overwhelmingly, the vast majority of comments that I've received today are congratulatory ones. And those, you know, the people that were so negative and so antagonistic towards what we were trying to do, were the very people that phoned up, you know, other phone-ins today and made comments and stuff. And even the Echo, you know, talking about us being making a U-turn. Well, as I said, U-turns aren't working behind the scenes with agencies and, you know, other people trying to save things. U-turns are, you know, about turns and about faces, and we've never done that today.
I've got to ask you, I'm looking over to the right-hand side of me and I see one of the most beautiful libraries in this country, which was a problem you were left with, because that cost a great deal of money, didn't it?
Yeah, and it cost us £2 million a year to run Central Library. That's the cost we've got to pay for the PFI.
Which wasn't your doing, was it?
No, absolutely not. You know, that's something that we've inherited. The amount of money spent on that's £50 million. It's going to cost us 30 years to pay back £2 million a year. But, you know, we're still going to be spending £10 million on our library service. And you know, that's what people have got to remember. And, you know, we get £118 million in council tax and the grant that we get from government, the what we call the local government grant, has been reduced by 58%. So, you know, my job as mayor now is to try to see if we can, you know, make services more sustainable in themselves and in order to try and keep them as long as we can. And you know, that's why we're doing this with libraries, and that's why we'll be doing things with children's services. I can't force this government to change its mind. And, you know, I think whatever government comes in, we're still going to be faced with financial restrictions, and we're going to have to deal with them ourselves. So, you know, I mean, the Central Library is a jewel in the crown, and I think I would have, you know, argued that we needed to reinvest and borrow to save it. So I won't criticise the Liberal Democrats for making that decision, but you're right to point out that's what we inherited, and that's a fact of life. You know, we've got to pay for it now, and somehow. You know, we've got to be able to manage the whole budget piece, and that's, you know, part of the cuts. And what I said to people, you know, as well, they've got to remember this, that if library services, and for instance, leisure services, street services, our parks and gardens, all of the money that we spend on different services, every service has to face a cut, whether we like it or whether we don't, because we've had 58% cut from us. So I think what we've achieved with the libraries and making those savings and keeping them open is a remarkable achievement. And as I said, well done to all of the volunteers, well done to all the agencies, and more importantly, well done to the council staff and to Wendy Simon, my cabinet member, for actually pulling off what I think is a really remarkable achievement.
Joe, I've got to ask you, do you wake up sometimes in a sweat thinking, oh, illegal budget. Do you dream about this word? Because they throw these words at you, don't they? It's every so often it's time to mention illegal budget. It is. One day we've got to sit and talk about it, because people just They pluck these statements from out of midair.
There was a guy who came to the cabinet meeting on Friday. Last Friday we had a cabinet meeting. And we were talking about the cuts in adult social care that we're going to have to make. And I reminded people, you know, when I took control of the council 4 years ago, we used to spend £224 million in adult social care. That's £224 million a year. That's what we used to spend. Today, we spend £172 million. But we've got to now take that down to £140 million. So we've got to take it by another £30-odd million. And when I mentioned this on Friday and about the tough choices that we're going to have to make, he said, you know, well, why don't you set a needs-led budget? And I said, well, what do you mean by that, you know, needs-led budget? And he said, well, you know, basically set a budget that the city needs. And I said, well, what the city needs and the money that we get from government are two different things. And what he meant was set an illegal budget. Yeah. And, you know, I stood at the election for Mayor, and I made it absolutely clear that as tough as those decisions are, we were going to have to make them because I wouldn't set an illegal budget. So I don't wake up in cold sweats or have nightmares about it. You know, on the contrary, I feel sorry for people that actually believe that by doing it, it would make a difference. Because these people genuinely think that if I set an illegal budget, every other council in the country would follow suit and we'd bring the government down. Now, you know, that failed in the 80s and it's going to fail today. Yeah. And that's why we won't do it. We'll get on, Pete. It's going to be tough and we've got some tough days ahead of us still. But, you know, for me, I don't think for one minute that our city is doomed. Our city has got a bright future. And I don't think people in this city will ever forget the fact that we've had a situation where we've been bludgeoned by these cuts, battered by cuts. And, you know, the angry thing, I think, what makes people so frustrated is that while we've been getting kicked and bludgeoned, the Liberal Democrats have stood by and held the coat of the Tory government. We've got a future in this city that can be shaped by what we do now. And I think, you know, it's right that we pragmatically deal with the challenges we face in the fairest way we can. And, you know, we won't play politics with the city. We'll do the right things in the right way. And I'm sure we'll get through it and we'll look for a brighter future. But it's going to be tough for people. You know, today I talked about, you know, out the Mayor's Fund. When our trade unions went on strike in the city, all that money that they would have earned for that day came into the council because we didn't pay them. And they, you know, agreed with me that what we did, instead of that money going back into the council coffers, we were going to spend that. And, you know, today we're giving, you know, three food banks £10,000 each, the Samaritans £10,000. We're going to give the homeless a substantial amount of money. And then we've just give £100,000 out to community groups. And, you know, that's the spirit of Liverpool, working together, working with everybody together to try and make a difference.
And never forget that our budgets are so bad and there's no money coming in because there's no Conservative vote here.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I think the other thing as well is, though, that it, to me, you know, highlights, if you like, the unfairness of what we call the local government settlements, how unfair it is to northern cities, and in particular to those that have real social needs, you know. So the poorer you are, the worse you've been hit. And you know, I think I'm delighted to say that you know, whilst we may well not get huge amounts of more money into local government from a Labour government, what Labour have said is that they will commit to distributing the funding in a fairer way. And if the council here in Liverpool had been given the average cut of other councils, and in particular compared to those down south, but the average cut, we'd be something like £82 million better off. And we wouldn't be making cuts now. We'd be able to be investing some of that. Because the sad thing is that some councils in the south of the country are better off as a result of this formula the government actually followed, are better off than us and actually, you know, make money. And where we're getting, as I said, the difficulties is in finding another £156 million.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Pete. And as I said, I think, you know, everybody, I think, should take those that have played a part in helping us save these libraries, the agencies, the housing associations and the volunteers should all take great pride in what we've been able to achieve.